Nolte, Fake Media Whistleblower Scandal Keeps Getting Dumber. By John Nolte on September 23, 2019. The phony whistleblower scandal surrounding President Trump supposedly strong-arming Ukraine to look into Joe Biden's corruption just keeps getting dumber and dumber and dumber. Case in point. If you want to gauge just how desperately stupid a Trump scandal is, there are three tried-and-true methods. 1. Turn on Kunlal. 2. Is Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, appearing on State of the Union with former journalist Jake Tapper to scream about having the goods to impeach? 3. Is the disgraced Carl Bernstein appearing on Reliable Sources with Brian Tater Stelter to scream about worse than Watergate? That's how dumb this scandal is. The same discredited players saying the exact same things they say every time they want us to believe they got Trump fair ailsies this time. Tapper and Schiff. Stelter and Bernstein. Dumb and dumber. Rinse, wash, repeat. Welcome to another Russia collusion hoax flashback. These idiots have no imagination, no self-awareness, and they are so exhausted by their own bullshit, so demoralized by loss after loss after loss, they can't even come up with some fresh ideas or a new way to scream the walls are closing in on the orange bad man. Late last week, I wrote about just how stupid this whistleblower scandal is. Now I regret pulling the trigger prematurely. Because now that we know more, I underestimated just how stupid this whole thing really is. The biggest piece of stupid is that even if Trump is guilty of the worst thing he is accused of. So what? Think about this. 1. After President Obama made Vice President Joe Biden the White House's point person on Ukraine, Joe Biden's son, who has absolutely no background, meaning no skill or expertise, in the energy sector, was paid something like $1 million from a Ukrainian energy company for his, expertise. 2. When the Ukraine government began to look into this obvious corruption, Biden threatened to withhold critical U.S. aid unless the government agreed to fire the prosecutor investigating his son. And we know this happened because Biden has been stupid enough to brag about it. 3. Trump asks Ukraine to look into all of this. Here's today's big question. Out of those three, which one is a scandal? Bob, I'm going to go with door number one and door number two. So that's how the world turns if the scandal is accurate, and we already know it's not. Surprise, surprise, y'all, it's fake news. Gee, who saw that coming? I mean, other than everyone. To begin with, this so-called whistleblower didn't even hear the phone call he or she is blowing the whistle on. In other words, it's all hearsay and rumor. We also have the Ukrainian foreign minister defending Trump, saying, "I know what the conversation was about and I think there was no pressure. There was talk, conversations are different, leaders have the right to discuss any problems that exist. This conversation was long, friendly, and it touched on many questions, sometimes requiring serious answers." And there you go. The dumbest part, though, is the political part. Because the media no longer have any credibility with the public, politicians are no longer judged on these scandals. The public understands the media have an axe to grind and are completely unreliable, so whenever the next big scandal comes along, voters wisely roll their eyes. What the public does look at, though, is how the politician in question handles the scandal, and if the politician is cool under fire, remains composed, and handles the media storm with savvy and skill, this can actually increase the respect the public have for this person. And so far, Trump is handling the whistleblower scandal beautifully, while Joe Biden is having public meltdowns. Trump has remained calm, cool, confident, and on offense. While Biden, who is already a weak and vulnerable candidate with exploding eyes and loose teeth, looks rattled as he feigns being a tough guy. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.